Blog Talk Radio.
No.
summertime, and everyone like we had problems along the way. Yes, we did. But I know someone who can work them out as we go from day to day. Let God in, let him have his way. Yeah. Trust in Jesus and do what he said. You will find
the storm is over.
In the sand.
The land is dry.
Come on.
The sun is shining.
Up in the the Lord. Should renew all your strength. Should
God will see you through. God will see you through. You may be going through something you don't quite understand, but God will see you through. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to thy own understanding. Acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Trust in the Lord. God will see you through. Yes, you're listening to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer, a teaching ministry, prayer. We believe in the power of prayer. And the Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. My dear ones, men and women of God, pray without ceasing. And you can pray anywhere, at all times. Doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out prayer. Doesn't have to be a loud prayer. Because you're talking to the Almighty Living God. Pray without ceasing. And at times like these, men and women of God, we should be praying without ceasing. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. When all hell is breaking loose all around you, God will give you the strength. You still trust him. No matter what's going on, no matter what's happening in the world, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. You let somebody know, I am still trusting God. I am still holding on to God's unchanging hand. We're praying for all of those in leadership positions. We're praying that they take their leadership positions seriously, not just for the fame or fortune, not just for the money, but we're praying that our leaders will take their leadership positions seriously. And we pray that they received a call from the Almighty Living God to take on those positions. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, this is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer with the Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. That's what God will give you, a double portion blessing. And we thank God for each and every one of you, prayer warriors, intercessory prayer warriors that are on the line, that count it not robbery to wake up early in the morning and to hear what thus says the Lord. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer could change that situation, and prayer can change you. Then the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray. And when we're praying, my dear ones, we can pray and use the word of God. Thank you, God. As I mentioned on yesterday, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yes, he will restore your soul. When you're all tired, worn out, don't know which way to go, confused, he will restore your soul. Thank you, God, for restoration. We talked about that on yesterday from the book of Joel. God will restore your soul. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness, for his name's sake. He's going to lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, Jesus Christ. Yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death? Oh, yeah, we're walking through some valleys. Yes, we are. In times like these, we're walking through some valleys. We're on the battlefield for our Lord. This is a spiritual war. Yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Let the word of God comfort you. Let the spirit of God comfort you. When you hear about the things that are going on in this world, he said that he would send us a comforter, and the comforter is the Holy Ghost. We, as men and women of God, children of God, he sent us that comforter. We shouldn't be all bent up, out of shape, all upset and scared and afraid. Look at Martin Luther King. The more they attacked him, he kept right on going. He didn't give up. Men and women of God, don't give up. Use wisdom and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and direct your path. Thank you, Jesus. Table before you in the presence of your enemies. Yes, he will. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Yes. Anoint yourself each and every day. Anoint your children and teach them how to anoint themselves. Your grandchildren, husband and wives, anoint yourself, your household. Thank you, God. Each one of you should have your own personal anointing oil. Yes. Your personal anointing oil. Put your children's names on their oil and pray over their bottle of olive oil. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Table before me in the presence of my enemies, right while they're there. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Your cups are going to run over with blessings, healing, prosperity, divine wisdom, divine knowledge, divine understanding, divine peace. Somebody needs a peace of mind today. God is granting you that peace of mind. Let not your heart be weary. Pray, talk to the Lord, trust in him, and lean not to thy own understanding. A lot of things we're not going to understand, and you don't have to. You need to just trust in God. Let him do it, not you. Get out of the way. Lean not to thy own understanding. A lot of times we're trying to figure things out as men and women of God. You're not going to figure everything out. He wants you to know that he's in charge. He'll take care of you. Things that he wants you to figure out, he will allow you to figure those things out in the name of Jesus. He will give you the gift of discernment. Yes, he will. Your cups are going to run over. Dear God, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And forever means forever. My dear ones, you got goodness and mercy following you all the days of your life. The word of God is letting you know that. You got goodness and mercy following you wherever you go. Thank you, Jesus. Goodness and mercy. Isn't that a blessing? The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, stand in his holy place? He hath clean hands, and a pure heart. Who did not lift up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully? He shall receive what? The blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Men and women of God shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, men and women of God. Lift up your heads, saints of God. Lift up your head, children of God. O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. This is the word of God. Lift up your heads. Don't walk around with your head bowed down. You're a man or woman of God. This is 2023. God has set you free. And you're free indeed. He set you free. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Let him come into your heart, your spirit, your soul this morning. The King of glory shall come in. That's why we can shout glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of glory, Selah. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that walk in these be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. And he'll lead you in truth, and he will teach you. Thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. The word of God. What are you waiting for? On the Lord. Why? Because the word of God says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, he shall strengthen our heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Then in Psalm 25 it says, lead me in thy path and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all day. Remember, O Lord, the tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness sake, O God. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The word of God says in Psalm 25, good and upright in the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. He's going to teach us. All of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God because of the first Adam sin. So thank God he sent the second Adam, Jesus Christ. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God because of the first Adam. And thank God for sinning the second Adam, Jesus Christ. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Don't be a know-it-all. Nobody can't tell you anything. Be quiet. Be meek and humble. Thank you, God. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. The Lord is going to show you the way. Thank you, God. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. God is going to show you the right path. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Look at God. Your seed is going to inherit the earth. Your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren shall inherit the earth. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Verse 15 says, mine eyes are ever toward the Lord. Hold your head up high. My eyes are ever toward the Lord. My focus is on Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on the prize and off the problems and situations. For he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Yes, he will. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me. For I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of distress. Look upon my afflictions and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Ask God to forgive you of all your sins. This is 2023. He wants to set you free. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Didn't they hate Jesus Christ? You got some enemies. But God is going to fight that battle for you. So don't think because you're a man or woman of God, you're saved, you're born again, everybody's going to love you. No, they do not. So count it not strange. But you love everybody. Men and women of God, we hate to sin, but we ought to love ye one another. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Who are you putting your trust in today, my brothers and sisters in Christ, men and women of God? Who are you putting your trust in? I pray it's not your money. It's not your PhD. It's not your good looks. It's not your clothing. It's not your home. Not your community. Not even your husband or wife. You better put your trust in God. You better put your trust in God. Thank you, God. As we play that game, I de-devil dare you to put your trust in God. You better trust God. Man will turn on you at any second, any minute. Loving you one minute and hating you the next. Can't stand you the next. You better put your trust in God and let God take care of that situation, that person, that individual. Put your trust in God. Lean not to thy own understanding. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. My God, my God, my God, we're lacking integrity, men and women of God. Psalm 25 says, let my integrity, verse 21, preserve me, for I wait on thee. Integrity. Are you walking in integrity? Are you walking in uprightness? Are you doing what thus says the Lord? Are you obeying the word of God? Men and women of God, it's not hard. Somebody's going to tell you, oh, that's hard. Oh, no, it's not. The devil is a liar. And when we do sin, we repent. We repent on a daily basis. And we're not going to willingly sin as men and women of God. You may have some times where you may say some things that you didn't mean to say or do some things that you didn't mean to do, but not willingly. There's no excuses. You accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He's going to bring you through. We realize you're not perfect, but you're not going to want to willingly sin, men and women of God. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. And some of us need to say that this morning. Put our name there. Redeem Patricia, O God, out of all her troubles. Put your name there in that verse. Psalm 25, verse 22. But most of all, let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on God. Your integrity means a lot. As I always tell my son, your word is your bond. As a man or woman of God, your word means a lot. Thank you, God. Your word is your bond. I can depend on her. I can depend on him. He or she is a man of God. And if they say it, they're going to do it. If they can't do it, they're going to give you a call and let you know what's going on. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. His word is rich. And his word is powerful. His word is mighty. His word is your weapon in times like these. Let us go to Psalm 91. We should know it by now. Continue to read it. Continue to study it. Continue to believe it. Continue to trust God's word. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is what? My refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy what? Shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Thank you, Jesus. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And all of us have angels assigned to us. Yes, you do. Thank you, God. You know you've been in some situations and didn't know how you got out. We all have angels assigned to us. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Put Satan under your feet. You don't want him behind you. In times like these, we want him under our feet. Send him back to the pits of hell from which he came, never to return. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he know my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. He's calling your name today, my dear ones. He's calling out your name. He's leading you and directing you to walk the straight and narrow path. Don't look back. Don't look back. 2023 is now here, and God has set you free from some people, places, situations. God has set you free. If you want to look back, look at the good things. Thank you, God. If you're looking back at things that happened that you didn't want to happen, God allowed some things to happen in your life for a reason. Some things we caused on our own selves. Think about it. Stop playing the blame game. God gives us a choice. He allows us to make his choice. He's not going to force himself on you. Remember what I said? He's a gentleman. Thank you, God. You have a choice. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, where I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's the word of God for the people of God. Your song of protection. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Read Psalm 91. Glory, hallelujah. Read Psalm 91, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. I want you to know that you got angels that are watching over you, that are protecting you. The ancients believed that the angel of God's presence is a miracle-working presence that is available to every man. That there are angel protectors all around us, who are not only too glad to guide and protect us, but called upon to do so. Call on your angels. Yes, call upon Gabriel. Call upon your angels. They felt that every person has an angel or higher self. When challenges arise, Say to yourself, I have nothing to fear. My guardian angel goes before me, making my way straight. Thank you, God. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. God will fight your battle for you. I have nothing to fear. My guardian angel goes before me, making my way straight. Thank you, God. Decree this often for others, too. A businesswoman was concerned about having to make an out-of-town buying trip. Since she could have to drive 200 miles in the rain and the fog, and she took her husband with her who was ill, she knew that she could not leave him home alone. She loved her husband, and he loved her. A friend said, you have nothing to fear, because I prayed that your guardian angel will be with you. Upon returning home from the trip, this businesswoman reported, I did seem to be accompanied by an angel. As I drove out of town, the sky cleared of fog. The rain stopped, and the sun shone through. There was no more bad weather on the entire trip. Look at God. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Every time. The drive lifted her husband's spirits, and he suffered no ill effects from it. When God does it, he does it right. Thank you, Jesus. Financially, this proved to be the most profitable buying trip that she had ever had in a long time. I can depend on God. Through the rain, through the snow, through the sleet, through the hail, I can depend on God. Thank you, Jesus. Two missionaries were passing through a dangerous jungle region where robbers were waiting to attack them. But as the missionaries prayerfully approached the robbers, they saw a third person. They saw a third person, much larger than life size, traveling with them and apparently hovering over them protectively. The presence of the third party, or angel of protection, both puzzled and frightened the robbers so that the missionaries were saved from harm. Won't God watch over you? Won't God keep you? Won't God send your angels of protection? Thank you, God. He said he'll send us a comforter, and a comforter is the Holy Ghost. We thank you right now, Father God, for our angels of protection that's watching over us in our homes as we leave our homes, walking through the streets, the counties, from one state to the other. Thank you, God, for our angels of protection on the continents as we fight the battles of the war. Those are fighting battles, Russia and Ukraine. The angels of protection are with you, Ukraine. God is speaking to Russia. My God. God is speaking to you. Angels of protection are with you, my dear ones. Obey the voice of God. He's watching over you. Use common sense. Don't go places where you should not be. Thank you, Jesus. If God says wait, you wait on the Lord. Thank you, God. You think you're late, but God is protecting you from something. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. He may send you in another direction. The voice of God is speaking to the men and women of God in times like these. Thank God for protecting your people, your children, your loved ones, in the schools, in the universities, protecting us on our jobs. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for protecting those missionaries. The presence of this third party, or angel of protection, puzzled and frightened the robbers so that the missionaries were saved from harm. Missionaries are very important. They're traveling from one state to the other, missionaries and evangelists. They established churches all over the world. Thank you, God, for our missionaries, our evangelists, establishing churches, ministering the word of God. Thank you, God, for them sharing the plan of salvation. Protect our missionaries and our evangelists that are traveling from one continent to the next continent. Africa, West Africa, Mexico, Guyana, Venezuela, Germany, Yugoslavia, Brazil. Thank you, God, for protecting our missionaries all over the world in areas that we have never heard about. But you're with them. You're guiding them and leading them. They're there to win souls for Christ. Intercessory prayer warriors, pray for our missionaries and our evangelists that are traveling, doing the work of God. Our street evangelists, prayer warriors, we're praying for you. God is watching over you. Surround them with your loving angels and protect them from seen and unseen danger. The Hebrews of old felt that Raphael was the angel of healing. At times you may wish to decree, angel of healing, come forth here and now. Thank you, God. Call on your angel of healing. Yes, God has sent us angels of healing. Angel of healing, come forth here and now. Or you may wish to call on the angel of prosperity, or the angel of love, the angel of harmony and marriage in the same way. Thank you, God. A lot of us need some harmony in our lives. H-A-R-M-O-N-Y. Yes. We need to call an angel of harmony, love, peace, and marriage in the same way. Before traveling or going forth into any challenging situation, it is well to affirm, the angel of calm goes before me, protecting me from any negative experiences. Or the angel of God's presence goes before me and prepares my way. The angel of calm goes before me, protecting me from any negative experiences. Or the angel of God's presence before me and prepares my way. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to repeat that after me this morning. Get it in your spirit, in your mind, in your soul. And remember, if you'd like to have a copy of what I'm saying, you can always request a copy by writing to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me. Stop being so lazy. Thank you, Jesus. God's going to bless you back with more stamps and more envelopes. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Thank you, God. And I know in most states, they're dollar stores. They're $1.25 now. You can get a box of envelopes, $1.25. Thank you, Jesus. Some supermarkets now have locations where everything is a dollar. So you might be able to save that 25 cents. Thank you, God. Bless those individuals with envelopes and stamps. Thank you, God. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. The angel of calm, the angel of calm goes before me, protecting me from all negative experiences. Or the angel of God's presence goes before me and prepares my way. I want you to say it again. The angel of calm goes before me, protecting me from any negative experiences. The angel of God's presence goes before me and prepares my way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I think we need to say that again. Repeat after me. The angel of calm goes before me, protecting me from any negative experiences. We don't want that stuff in 2023. God has set you free from those negative experiences and negative people. When they begin to speak negative, you speak positive. Let them know I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. The angel of God's presence goes before me and prepares my way. The prophet Malachi might have been speaking of his angel protector when he said in Malachi 3:1, yes, it's in the word of God, in Malachi 3:1, behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your messenger. Yes, it's in Malachi 3:1. You got to read the word and study the word in order for you to know it. And you need to know it for yourself. Once when an individual was going on a six-week lecture trip, they decided to test the angel idea. You know how we are. I don't believe that. I don't believe it until I see it. So they decided to test the angel idea by affirming the angel of prosperity went before me, making prosperous and successful my way. When lecturing for business, professional, or convention groups, a professional lecture fee is in order. And I've told you about this before, so somebody need to hear this. Whereas the offering received from lecturing in churches are often so small, they do not pay one's expenses. Y'all know how y'all church folk are. You hear the word of God from the man or woman of God. A prophet is worthy of his hire. And this was to be a lecture trip for churches. However, on this trip, after sending the prosperity angel before her, something happened that had never happened before. Along the way, people kept privately saying, she had written many books. And see, the people were telling her, your books helped me. So they wanted to show her their appreciation by sharing a special tithe offering with her. Thank you, God. They blessed the woman of God. Mrs. Sharon has written many books. Shanita Kelly has written books. And many of you others have written books. Thank you, God, for the book that Jill was about to write. Thank you, God, for the book that our dear friend Ursula Dorsey is about to write. A lot of you have books inside of you. Begin this year to write your book. Thank you, God. So along the way, probably people came to her and said, I read your books, and it helped. The books have helped me. I want to show my appreciation by sharing a special tithe offering with you. The result that as she came home carrying a number of checks, a number of checks as special gifts to her individually, which helped her defray the cost. This is often she had to meet personally. That experience convinced her that there is an angel of prosperity. Won't he do it? The almighty living God. His angels that he's assigned to you. Thank you, God. Angel of prosperity blessed her. As for the angel of healing, a story came out of England many years ago those of you that's living in England now, beautiful place, appeared in the London Daily Mirror, an essential news agency, about a woman who had been ill for 5 years and was dying from advanced tuberculosis. Doctors had long despaired of saving her. You know what the doctors say, but nothing else we could do. Nothing else they can do. So who do we trust and believe in? God. Thank you, Jesus. And her relatives have gathered around as they stopped, as she stopped breathing and appeared to be gone. 8 minutes later, she suddenly took a deep breath, and she aroused and wake up. And when she woke up, you know, she was hungry. And she said to the relatives that were around her, "Yes, I'm listening. Who is it?" At that moment, she saw an angel. Thank you, Jesus. At that moment, she saw an angel. Isn't God good? At that moment, she saw an angel of God bending over her, who said, "Your sufferings are over. Get up and walk." Glory, hallelujah. And God is speaking to someone on their hospital bed right now. In the hospital. God is sending an angel of healing. He's been there all night with you, watching over you. Thank you, God. Get up and walk. When she asked for her robe so that she could walk, it caused a great commotion among her relatives because they had not seen her walking mouse. She then walked into another room and asked for food, though she had not had a solid meal for 6 months. I want you to hear this, Dr. Kevin Carter. I want you to hear this morning. As she quickly regained her health, medical tests revealed that there was not a trace of disease left in her body. Won't God do it? Won't God do it? He's an on-time God. You continue to pray. You continue to trust in God. You continue to read the scriptures. He did it for James. Had a heart condition. The doctors couldn't do anything. But the family prayed. They put the scriptures, posted the scriptures all around his room in the hospital. Thank you, Jesus. As she quickly regained her health, medical tests revealed that there was not a trace of disease left in her body. After 5 years of intense suffering, 5 years, five is a number of favor. Thereafter, she ate well, Elder Dawn. She ate well, slept well, and was quite calm and peaceful. He will give you that peace. Yes, he will. He will give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. Nothing seemed to tire or excite her. The angel had told her that her life was being spared in order that she might help to heal others. When God heals you, and you know it with the hand of God. Yes, God spared you so that you could help others. Let them know and share your testimony with someone that's going through. God helped her so that she could tell others about her healing, how God is a healer, how God will bring you through. Somebody's getting excited this morning because God has healed you. God has set you free. So that you can go into the hospitals and nursing homes and let others know that God is a healer. Yes, he did it for you. Thank you, God. And now he wants to use you in that capacity. Thank you, Jesus. So she spent a great deal of her time in intercessory prayer. You got to be in prayer now. Come on now. She spent a great deal of her time in intercessory prayer for the sick in her hometown. Thank you, Jesus. And in intercessory prayer, she didn't jump up and went in the pulpit and started preaching. Thank you, God. She spent a great deal of her time intercessory prayer for the sick in her family, in her hometown, nursing homes, hospitals, assisted living facilities, those behind prison bars that are sick and can't get the medication and the attention that they need, those that are in their homes. You've been healed. God healed you for a reason. He has a plan for your life. Thank you, Jesus. Asking the angel of healing to make them whole. He interceded for someone else. Many healings occurred, and her life took on new meaning and new satisfaction. Won't God do it? God has a plan for your life. And everybody's not called to be in the pulpit, my dear ones. Everybody's not called to be a pastor. Thank God for those that God has healed. Use your gift. Use your blessing. Use your deliverance for the glory of God. Divine protection is promised to mankind. Perhaps many promises for divine protection given to mankind. One of the most famous and satisfying was the Psalm 91. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Psalm 91. In times like these, we need that divine protection. Father, I pray right now that you give your people divine protection. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. Keep them safe from unseen danger. We need divine protection, Father God, right now in times like these. Stop the firing of the illegal weapons, the bullets that are killing innocent victims. Touch those individuals. Touch their minds. Regulate their minds that they have a mind stayed on thee. Deliver them, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Take away the weapons, Father God, that are going through the streets, destroying our children, our family members, our loved ones. Stop them in their tracks, Father God. Let us witness to our sons and men and women and boys and girls in the name of Jesus. Let them hear from you. Trouble their minds and their spirits right now, Father God, that they will hear from you. Transformation of their mind right now. Sons and daughters, Father, in the name of Jesus. Our children, our loved ones, gang leaders, touch their minds right now. Those that don't understand what they're doing and why they're doing. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. We seek you right now. We trust you right now as we go and walk through the streets in our home, Father God. We dismiss those illegal weapons that are being used in our communities. In the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of destruction right now in the name of Jesus. Protect us, Father God. Be with us and guide us and lead us. And we pray for the salvation of the unsaved. We thank you right now. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for what you're doing and what you have done in our lives. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. He will protect you. He will keep you. He will watch over you. My dear ones, I found the answer. I learned how to pray. And we are to pray without ceasing. In the midst of praying, use common sense. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, and he loves you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Power our prayer. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, praying 24 hours around the clock. I believe they will reach over 144 million. Thank you, God. Be blessed. Be encouraged. And walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name, amen.